This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. That's right. Lay down on the couch. Let's talk. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Lots you get involved with. I want your email address if you're uncomfortable giving that. It's really simple. Give me your cell phone number. The way you do that is just text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. We send out text messages. We don't even send those out every night. I mean, I'm really bad at this. I don't do what the other guys do because I hate it. I hate when somebody sends me two emails a day or continually texts me. There's no reason for it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. Barack Lori is going to join us after the first break, and I'm excited. I love what he's on the show. Hasn't been on in a while. And we're going to hit all kinds of stuff. We're going to talk about his book, Atheism Kills. And again, for those of you who love to misquote me and others, not atheists kill, but atheism kills. He set out to really set the record straight as to how religions have killed so many people in the name of God. And when he did his homework, he found out maybe that's not so true. And he came up with atheism kills. And he came up with the fact, he decided that God does exist. There is a God. It's really funny because when people are honest with themselves, when they actually go looking and they're honest with themselves, it's funny with what they come up with. It's funny what they finally decide is truth. And I think what happens sometimes is just it's too easy. Do you know what I mean? It's too easy. You can't believe it's the truth because it's too easy to be the truth. Too simple. I get it. It's a big deal. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see, I had a couple of quick stories that I think you'll enjoy. I hope you'll enjoy, anyway. CNN's said, if we don't start having fewer children, a million species will die. That's at least according to their expert, Paul Ehrlich. Remember, he's a discredited expert. He's been predicting this since 1960s. He's been predicting world starvation. And it was imminent. It wasn't like 10 years out, 15, 20, 25 years. It was like now. No, not that now. He was wrong. So I say again to you, if you have somebody that keeps, if you have a doctor that keeps diagnosing you wrong, and you get sicker and sicker and sicker, what do you wait for? Do you wait till they put you in the pine box before you look for another doctor? But to show you where CNN's coming from, they bring this guy on after they know he's been wrong and continues to be wrong. It's great. I you don't even know how much I enjoy this stuff when it crops up and it happens. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The first woman team, you know how much Trump hates women, right? I mean, we're clear on that? Because some of you don't seem to get it. Somehow we don't seem to understand it. But apparently the All right, I'm trying. The tongue and the lip doesn't want to work here. Baylor Lady Bears. Now, you know how hard it is for me to say bears. Bears.
Maybe you say it like beer.
Well, I don't know. That's because where I'm from. They all sound the same.
Crazy town.
Baylor Lady Bears. Go ahead, say that three times fast. Without liquor. Take up the honor of becoming the first woman's team to celebrate at the White House. Right? They didn't go begrudgingly. Nobody said Trump has to do it because, I mean, he gave them all kinds of accolades. And again, they went. But this is an all-ladies team. My God, that can't be right. That story, somebody checked out Snopes. That can't be right. Because he hates women, right? I mean, this is just great. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Donald Trump Jr. has been subpoenaed by the Senate Intelligence Agency. And, you know, I heard some pushback on this earlier. Again, guys, I don't have a crystal ball. I just probably do more of this than you do. I listen to probably more people. I have some that drop me notes. They drop me, you know, text messages and what have you. I think this is a setup in a positive way. That's just my personal opinion. I mean, he's going to be not so much in friendly territory, but he's not going to have to put up with the garbage that they put up with in Congress. Right? So the Senate Intelligence Committee has issued a subpoena for Donald Trump Jr. The subpoena is in regards to remarks President Trump's oldest son made while testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee a couple of years back. Now, the committee's desire to speak to Trump Jr. follows testimony from Michael Cohen, the president's attorney, because, you know, he's such an upright and outstanding citizen. Cohen told the House committee at the time that he had briefed Trump Jr. approximately 10 times about a plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. Jr. told the Senate Judiciary Committee that in 2017 he was only peripherally aware of the proposal. Now, think of the verbiage there, right? They're going to try to make a big deal out of this. But it's no different than, you know, can you imagine how the conversation with Cohen went? Right, you know, I know your dad's been talking about building a Trump Tower in Moscow. I've made a few calls. I'll let you know when we get further along. Hey, by the way, I got a call back on that. I'm trying to put a meeting together. I'll let you know when we get closer. That would be peripheral conversation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it doesn't mean he knows anything about it. Because you know how many deals come in front of these guys? How many phone calls are made that never go anywhere? So you never really get excited until you know you have the meeting. Anyway, I'm excited about my next guest. Barack Lori joins us after the break. Heat up your coffee. You're not going to want to miss this. And come on back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, since we even have an emails block now, if you want to get information on the show, you can text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. And I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us being engaged, you know, up on Facebook. We've got a feed going on up there. You can hop up on the website, live chat room. There's a gazillion ways you can engage with the show. But I tell you, you need to be engaged, because the thing that infuriates me the most is when you spew party line. And I don't care what party you're with, but when you spew party line, you spew the recent Twitter feed or title or whatever it's called, you're as bad as the people you scream about. Get informed. Get in. That's when you can engage. Don't engage till you're informed. My next guest, I love having him on with me because he's very informed. And, you know, I listen to his show on Sundays, and I'll let him tell you more about it in a minute. Barack Lorie joins me, author of Atheism Kills. And I'd like to say, because some people have written me after, it's not atheists kill. I know a lot of good atheist people. Atheism kills. Get it right. Don't screw this one up. Barack, thanks for being with me.
Thanks so much for having me. And you know what, to your point, Joe, it's you would agree that a communist, somebody who adopts the communist philosophy, is not necessarily a killer, but communism itself kills.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing.
You know, I didn't set you up for this, but I'm going to have some fun because I got I love the Democrat Party, and you know they talk about Katie Hill is my local representative, and they're actually having her on Fox from time to time, and she'll say, well, my constituents want me to do this, and we put out surveys, so I got a copy of her survey today. You ready for this one? So
sure.
It says which issues are most important to you. Now you can't get any more generic than this: immigration,
right?
Environmental. Healthcare, gun safety.
That's very funny.
A woman's reproductive rights. And you're going, wait a minute. These could go in five different directions, right? I mean, they make it so generic. She could say, look, I got them back from Republicans who are concerned with immigration and what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is great. And it's just amazing. People have to pay attention to what they're responding to. Don't you agree?
Right. Joe, I'm sorry, I misheard one small thing you said in the very end.
I said, you know, when it comes down to immigration and environment and health care and gun safety, women's reproductive rights, she will say in her interviews that you know, people, you know, even Republicans want her to deal with these things. But when you're that generic, she can spin this any way she wants to and blame it on Republicans, if you would, or credit it
yes.
to Republicans. They're great at this.
Of course. Of course, it's a catch-all thing for everybody all the time.
Yeah, I just had a lot of fun with that. I saw that survey and I went, okay, this is great. This is exactly. And we were talking a little bit about how Democrats are a little off at times. Now, not all Democrats. So let's be clear. I don't want to paint with that broad of a brush, but the hard left are off. Stacey Abrams still says that she won the Georgia governorship race. Do you know that?
Yes, and Hillary says the same thing, and what's his name in Florida as well.
I mean, this is great.
This victim status where you can believe this fantasy world that you really were you would have won the pageant, you would have been the homecoming queen, you know, if only, you know, those horrible people didn't favor the other girl. That's exactly what's happening here. Oh. And they get to believe this. The whole thing was an ego trap for Hillary Clinton. The whole Mueller investigation, Russia collusion thing for that matter, was an effort just to massage Hillary Clinton's ego at the end of the day. Think about that.
Yeah.
That's what we were doing. We were playing her a game. She said it was a Russian collusion. That's the reason why she lost, because she otherwise would have won so handily. Well, we had to stroke her ego.
But you just hit it on. You realize you just hit the nail right on the head. It's the victim mentality. You know, Stacey
yes.
Abrams and others. I didn't really lose. Those 52,000 votes that I lost by weren't real. Somebody stole them, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what's more pathetic, Joe, is that that's so funny. What's more pathetic is that they think that not only do they believe it themselves, but they believe that their constituents, their Democratic base, will go out there and further that message, that they will advance that same message to themselves and to other people. Yeah, that's right. Stacey Abrams, she lost because of cheating. And you go tell that to the Democratic hordes as well. That's what I think is pathetic.
Well, and Beto O'Rourke has jumped on that bandwagon. He says when he becomes president, he's going to put Stacey Abrams in charge of combating voter suppression, because that's how she lost. She lost because 52,000 votes
right.
were somehow suppressed. I'm going, how much dope do you have to smoke to really believe that?
Okay? Well, it's like putting Saudi Arabia in charge of women's rights in the UN, right? So.
Right. We've seen that. That's real, though. People don't realize. It's not you and I joking around. They have
right.
done that. They have done that with the North Koreans. They have put exactly the countries in charge of human rights that have human rights atrocity lists that are mile long, don't they?
Yes. Oh, it's so true. Listen, I mean, one of the things that I've always fascinated by was the ability of people not just to deceive, but to deceive themselves.
Yeah.
And what you are seeing right now within the Democratic Party is this gargantuan effort to deceive everyone else, but not realizing that, in fact, they are deceiving themselves. It's a macro self-deception that will only inure to the benefit of the Republicans in 2020. You'll see. Trump will win by a landslide, you know, barring any massive economic disaster or any massive scandal that I can't think of right now. Other than that, he is going to win by a landslide. And when he does, the Democrats will be so befuddled, so shocked, very shocked, that they'll have to reconcile this. There will be a massive cognitive dissonance going on because they told themselves for sure that Trump will lose. And, by the way, he lost before in 2016 because, you know, cheating and so forth. So they'll do it even more so the more the landslide will be. And it's fascinating. Deception is the game, name of the game here, and it's a classic rubric of not just a party, but anybody or any institution that rejects God wholeheartedly, wholesale, the way that the Democratic Party has done, this is what you can expect.
Oh, you and I are in a total agreement on that. I find it interesting that they run around screaming, and Hillary as well, how lawless this president is, and doesn't follow the law, and she won. But yes, she just didn't win the Electoral College part, which is part of the law, last I checked. But anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. You know how capitalism works. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host, back more with Barack Lurie right after this.
That was hysterical. I'm gonna bring up a point that you say. What was the last point you said, Joe? Because there's.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president's conflicts with his Democratic opponents escalated to new heights as a House panel voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt for refusing to turn over key documents relating to the Mueller report. It comes a day after the top Republican in Congress called the Russia report case closed. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler.
This was a very grave and momentous step that we were forced to take today.
But Republicans don't agree. Congressman Doug Collins.
What a cynical, mean-spirited, counterproductive, irresponsible step it is.
Also, the president has exerted his executive privilege for the first time over the Mueller materials that the committee had subpoenaed. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 2 points, the NASDAQ was down 20, and the S&P 500 down 4. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a full pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Isn't that like a soothing song, right? That's one of those songs you kind of, what are the wind chimes should be going off in the background and all that. Some guy come out in a flowing robe. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562, laughing you here. It's Barack Lurie, author of Atheism Kills, and I always love my time with him. I don't have him on enough. I really enjoy my time with him when he's on the show with me. He's one of the few guys that gets it, and we have a lot of fun together. Brock, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Such kind words, and I feel exactly the same way about you. And I would love for you to guest host on my show on Sundays.
I would love to, but I'm worried that you would put your audience through that.
Too kind. Well, you know, I got to say that you made a comment toward the end that it reminded me of a metaphor. I'm always thinking of metaphors, Joe. I'm stuck with metaphors in my head constantly. So, and I make analogies as well, and I just see comparisons like nobody else. That's my main strength. And it helps me in law, it helps me in writing, it helps me in just social interactions. And I got to tell you, when Hillary said, well, you know, if this were the popular vote, I would win, you know. So, I mean, that's like a football player, a quarterback, throwing the football into the stands of the stadium and saying, well, gosh, if this were baseball, that would have been a home run, right? So, perfect. I mean, and that's the way they think. They literally think that. And you have to explain to them, no, lady, you're playing football, and you play football, you win football by making touchdowns, not by hitting a ball into the stands and making a home run. The fact that we have to explain that to them, and it's so frustrating because they think on the one hand that, oh, gosh, look at the popular vote. I would have won. And so this electoral college thing must be out of whack. Well, why do they have the electoral college in the first place? If they always knew, or they always intended that the popular vote would always match the electoral college vote, then what's the point of having the electoral college in the first place? Right? Yeah. They must have known that the popular vote would not always be congruous with the electoral college vote. They must have known that. Yeah. Of course, by definition. So here it is. It's too bad, lady. Didn't work out that way. Maybe next time you campaign for the electoral college vote instead of the popular vote.
Don't say that. She may hear you saying maybe next time gives her the impression that she may have another shot at this. Stop it.
That's true.
But, you know, it really, truly, I said earlier in the show that interesting that when we took over all three branches, that all of a sudden – the Democrats found and were able to spell the word Constitution. All of a sudden, they were worried about the budget, right? And now they're screaming about the rule of law. And I'm thinking to myself, you've seen it. You've been watching what's going on with the Attorney General, Barr. And I'm saying, wait a minute. How come you weren't as upset when Holder and Lynch were doing this? And they talk about the secret meetings. I'm going, oh, you mean, and I tee off my Democrat friends. I go, secret meetings, you mean not the Trump Tower. You're talking about the meeting on the tarmac, right? Is that the meeting you were talking about, the secret meeting, where they were talking about grandchildren? Yeah, okay, that was it. I got that.
And the emails about yoke maneuvers and such, right? I remember that.
Right? Yeah. But my concern here is, and you and I were talking about during the break, is the young kids, and I don't mean little kids. I'm talking about college-age kids. They're now talking about feelings and not the rule of law. You know, and we kind of joked about it, but it's serious that they actually believe that inmates should have the right to vote. When it comes to socialism, they really believe that socialism is truly nothing more than you taking care of the sick and the poor and what have you, making sure everybody. It's not what socialism is. We as was said on Sunday, where you had a great speech at the American Freedom Alliance event, where they were talking a lot about education, and we have done a great disservice to our young people, haven't we?
Oh, it's awful. The things that we're teaching children, every time, there's only so many hours in the day, and every time you teach them about global warming, you're not teaching them about math or history, right? Every time you try to convince them that America is a bad country, then you're not teaching them about math or how to write well in English. Mm-hmm. Every time you try to teach them about how evolution is the answer, and it means you're not teaching them about learning a new language or social studies of any kind or any of those things, you are not teaching them. And so we are wasting time, precious time of our children, on absolute nonsense. You ask most children today what year America declared independence, and they will not know. No, I'm serious, Joe.
You're right.
It's a little campaign that I have. Not even a campaign. I just do it out of fun. It's not just the person on the street like you sometimes see with Jay Leno or whatever. You can literally ask, you know, very bright college graduates.
Yep.
Really, they've literally graduated from college, so 22, 23 years old. And you ask them very simply, I have a question for you. When did America declare independence? And Joe, they have no idea. And then they guess 1860. They guess, I've literally heard 1924 for some reason. They think that's how young this country is. Not even 100 years old. And I say to them, don't you think you ought to know, you know, what year we declared independence? Do you know what date of the year? And they didn't even know that it was July 4th. That's the amazing thing. Anyway,
you're gonna make me lose my mind. And next time you ask that question, because I've done this, ask him from who.
Yes. Oh,
all right.
It's
the Chinese,
English-speaking
the
English-speaking country. English. That's going to be a hint. Anyway, it's very cute. They do not understand the level of teaching here. This kind of leads a little bit to my book. Can I talk about my book a little bit coming
up? Yeah. Actually, before we get into this too far, I want you to tell people where they can catch you on your show on Sundays.
Oh, very kind. Sundays, 10 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock in the morning on AM 870 KRLA here in Los Angeles. We talk about politics, religion, current events, issues like Attorney Barr, immigration, all those good things. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun. And we go into in-depth analysis, and it's really fun. Very God-oriented for those of you who love God.
It's a very good show. It's a very good show, and I mean that sincerely.
Cool. I really appreciate that.
Talk about your Sunday speech.
Okay, so I've got a book coming out. It's called The Rise of the Sex Machines. All right, so what does that mean? It means that within 7 to 10 years, many women, mostly women, will be saying, I lost my husband to a sex robot. So I explain that. Now, that's a very shocking statement, but you'll see it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And a lot of your viewers, a lot of your listeners right now are saying, oh, this is ridiculous. That Barrett Lurie, I was with him all this time until he said that. That's what they're saying right now. But I'm telling you, Joe, this is going to be a massive tsunami coming upon our shores. The robots are already here, so to speak. They're already manufacturing. This is not an idea germinating in somebody's head. It's already a small industry. In the same way that cell phones were a small industry before they became a big industry. So you remember, you know, the brick phones, the big brick-sized phones back in the...
The weapons, yeah.
Late 80s, I think it was, and you had to... And poor reception, didn't have any doodads whatsoever, but it cost a lot of money, you bet. And then, of course, you know, the 90s became universal. Everyone had a cell phone. Now your gardener has a cell phone. Now your kid has a cell phone, for that matter.
Yeah.
Right? So... sex robots will be the same. When the price goes down and one celebrity, just all you need is one, somehow suddenly talks about how great he loves his sex robot, everyone will be in. That's the way it's going to be. And it's you know, to you, me, Joe, the idea of a sex robot is so anathema, so bizarre to us, so inconsistent with our reality of what is sexually attractive or pleasurable, and yet, you interview most people, most men, secular men. I'm really talking about secular men now. They say the following: I can't wait. That's what they say.
You know, we do these stories, and Tammy throws stuff at me when I do them about they're already in Japan, to your point. They're already being used in some places. They're interchangeable hair. You can have a different woman every night, right? Interchangeable hair, lips, nose, whatever. Warm skin, right? You know, I mean, the whole nine yards. But listen, think about something. You brought up some really good points here, but... You know, pornography is very big in the male world, and frankly, I hate to say it, in religious worlds. A lot of Christian men get hooked on pornography. And think about what we've done, too, with communications, with Facebook. We've disconnected from feelings, right? We love, I mean, California to me is really funny when, you know, you love somebody in 24 hours. I grew up in Boston. You love somebody in 24 years, not 24 hours, you know. And it's just a cold, it's a disconnect. So I'm not surprised. I'm shocked, but I'm not surprised by this. Yeah. Let's pick up on the other side of a break, because this is important that people need to understand where we're going as a society in this light. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Barack Lori is going nowhere. We've got him locked in the secret room. Don't go far.
All right.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless. Instantly you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
But
I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Come on, we all love horns. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Could you do that song today? You could do it if you... Listen, let's be honest with each other, guys. You could do it if it was a hip-hop version, right? Because you can get away with anything with hip-hop slash rap. But if it was just a regular song, my God, it would be picketing the studios of this poor guy. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Let me just bring him on. Barack Lori joins me. I always enjoy my time with him. Barack, am I wrong? Or am I wrong here?
That we enjoy each other's time?
No, no, that you couldn't do that song today. I mean, she's a brick house. Oh, my God, how misogynistic. Well, how could you dare play that?
Oh, I know. It's crazy. I mean, they say these terrible things about women on rap music. So, I mean, brick house is very sanguine and peaceful. I mean, you know, it's loving, in fact, when it comes to...
All right, so let's get back. I mean, we were having a great conversation on
back to sex robots, so that's much more salacious, right?
I mean, really? And that song fit right in with that, kind of.
Yes.
So,
oh, man.
But look, no, I mean, they're normalizing pedophilia, right? I mean, pornography is still a big issue. The question I asked you before we went to break was, look at how cold and disconnected we've become, even in our own relationships, because of things like Facebook and Twitter. This is not, it's shocking, but it's not surprising. You know what I mean?
I'll go you one step further, Joe, with the following question. What relationships? There's no such thing as relationship anymore. Look, it's all the me movement. It's not the Me Too movement. It's the only me movement. And everything, like the whole transgender thing, listen carefully. They talk about 57 sexual identities, right? So you got the bisexual, transgender, and with a slight, you know, with some mustard on the side, whatever it might be. You've got these 57 genders going on, and not once do they say, and if this particular gender relates with that kind of particular gender. They don't talk about how they connect with each other. There are no movies about how transgenders somehow bond together, and nor there's a sense of an obligation to have a relationship in the first place. It's only, and this is the key point, it's only about chasing your orgasm. How do you, and you're identified now by how you find and chase your orgasm.
Yep.
It's weird. It's very weird. So hence, there's no interest in marriage. There's no interest in family. Orgies are fine. Multiple partners are fine. During my research, I discovered some articles showing how this thing called polyamory is taking hold. That's the notion that you should have, and it's very healthy to have many relationships at the same time. We're not talking about polygamy because, after all, marriage is dead anyway. So that's not it. We're just going to skip right past that, and we're just going to go right to many relationships at the same time. And the great news, Joe, is that the polyamorous, they have things to teach we simple married folk, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Their intellectualism and their elitism in the way that they view their sexual identity is just much better than you. That's the concept.
I've been married 20. I'm coming up on 20 years of marriage, right? And I'm very oppressed. If you ask them, they'll tell you I'm oppressed. One woman, 20 years, oh, you poor thing, kind of thing. I would give it. They are missing out on so much. But listen, while you were talking, I said 10 best dating sites, okay, or apps that you can get on your phone. Not one of them is a dating/relationship site. Every one of them is a dating/instant hookup site. And if you want to be afraid, listen, if you want to be afraid, the very first app I looked at is an app that goes through your Facebook friends and finds out which one of them have used the app and enjoy quick hookups.
Wow. Well, I'm not surprised, and there's here's what they're doing. They're taking away all the stigma associated with sex,
yes.
Right? You know, being gay, well, you know, they shouldn't be stigmatized, because, you know, in the closet, even the phrase suggests stigmatization, right?
Right.
So it is now. Everyone's brave for speaking their mind about what they do sexually, as if that's the only way to be brave nowadays. There's no such thing as a hero unless the hero advises that he now is a bisexual or something.
Yeah.
That's weird. But your point is a well-taken point. These dating sites are phenomenally weird in the sense that they cater only to your most prurient interests.
Yep.
It's as if they said, you know, it's like when you go see the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark, right?
Right.
So what do you want to see in the Raiders of the Lost Ark? You want to see the cool action scene with, the Harrison Ford character shooting the guy.
I want to see the geeky scientist that gets manly when he's fighting for his artifact. That's what I want to see.
Yes, exactly right. That's the part. So you skip all the boring parts. Not that there are many boring parts in Indiana Jones, but you skip all them all. You just want to get to the action. And so it is. It's like this movie that came out, and it's a brilliant point. And I'm you know, not a spoiler alert, but mature alert, I should say. There was a movie called End of Days in 1996 or so, and it talked about the bold future of 1999, where people would be able to have this helmet on their heads where they could record their feelings, and then they could re-experience them later on. So in the same way you can record music and hear it back, you can record entire experiences that you might have had a few years ago and relive them as if you were right there. So, sure enough, one guy, sells his sexual experience with this really hot, beautiful model. And the guy, another guy gets it, and he splices the video in such a way that he only relives the orgasm over and over again with this beautiful woman. So, and it's as if that's exactly what's going to happen. People only, if you don't have anything else in your life, if you don't prioritize anything else, you're going to focus entirely on the orgasmic experience and chasing the orgasm. Everything will be about the big O. And so it is with Tinder and Bumble and many other things. At the end of the day, it's swipe right, swipe left. Is she hot? Is she not? Thank you very much. Let's go at it, and we'll see you another time.
Let's not get to know each other. Look, this is the one-app Grindr. Okay, I was reading that. And it's like, you're sitting at the bar, you decide, hey, you want to hook up with somebody, and it looks for people within walking distance of where you're at.
Right.
And if you need a hotel room, it pops up with a hotel room. I'm going, sweet, my God, really?
It's supply and demand. It's like any other goodie, right? It's if you're in the market for pencil supplies, well, you might need some paper too, right? So they, Amazon figures that out for you. But it's the same thing that you're talking about right now. It's a very good point. By the way, Grindr, as I understand it, is a gay website.
Yes. So, but I love the way it said, you're hanging out, you don't have a friend. Well, there's one closer than you think.
Oh man!
No,
in my speech, I said this before. Like, there'll be orgasms available, like Uber is available to you, right? You want an orgasm? It's 3 minutes away. Here it comes. And pardon my pun. They're arriving soon at your house, and you can begin your orgasmic experience momentarily. And then you can rate that person in terms of their ability to deliver an orgasm for you. That's the way it's going to be. It's going to be exactly that way.
I'm not laughing at you, but I got to tell you, I debated on doing the story last week, and I didn't. I just decided to shove it aside. And I don't know if you saw it come by, but it was because when you go to donate sperm, it's such a weird experience. They want to make it better and easier for you, so they made a machine that will, and they say it's a sperm collecting machine. I'm going,
That's what they call it.
Okay, right, whatever. But it's just hilarious, because I'm sure that's all. Nobody's going to buy one for their home, are they? No 17-year-old is going to see that in the paper and go,
I think I saw the article, and they sell these machines at $17,000 a pop to these clinics, right? And they sell it for the purpose of so that men won't feel as self-conscious about, pleasuring themselves in order to get the sperm out, as it were. So you see these lined up machines, almost like urinals next to each other, and like, wait a minute, you're telling me the guy's just gonna put himself,
situation, yes,
alongside another man who's doing the same thing, and they're not gonna be self-conscious doing that.
Some guy in the chat room says, "Oh no, it's just like a cow milking machine. Don't worry about it."
Oh, okay, that's good.
No, but you're right. I mean, think about something. We've desensitized pretty much every kind of human emotion. And I'm sorry, I don't know if you're into gaming or some of you guys are into gaming. I think the killing games have gotten so realistic. It truly almost looks and feels like you're killing somebody. And then, you hit the button, they come back to life again. But it's the same thing with relationships. It's the same thing with all this stuff online. We've cut that emotional cord. Don't you agree?
Yes, I totally agree. And I actually use that video game analogy as if you have 9 lives. So you have, or whatever, how many lives that the video game gives you. So here comes this girl, and you have at it with her, and she has it at it with you. And then you see each other later, you live another day. You get off on each other, and then you go on with your respective lives. They literally don't even know their names sometimes. I'm serious. It's true. They have no interest in each other. It's a weird. The stories that are coming out of Tinder hookup stories are phenomenally weird. You've never heard these. You can't make this stuff.
I got to cut you short. You know how this works. You're an expert at this.
I do.
Quickly tell people where they can get information about you and the book.
Best at BrockLurie.com, and you'll soon see the information about our book, Rise of the Sex Machines. Also check out AtheismKills.com. There's going to be information right there.
We'll put all that up on the website. And Brock, love having you on. Always got to bring you on more often. I really do, because it's easy to hit these issues with you. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here tomorrow. Remember, tell your friends, your loved ones, and even your unloved ones about the show. We're here all week.